From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, September 12th. 10 stories from overnight sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, Arctic Summit draws European leaders as Russia threat grows. Next, second, from Le Monde, Maha Aldea, L'Ebrodius de Gaza qui resiste avec du fil et une aiguille. Maha Aldea is a talented embroidery artist from Gaza, using her craft as a form of resistance amid the ongoing conflict. She creates intricate designs that reflect her culture and personal experiences, turning her needlework into a powerful statement of resilience. Despite the challenges she faces, including limited resources and the emotional toll of living in a war zone, Maha finds solace and strength in her art. Her work not only serves as a means of self-expression, but also connects her to a broader community of women who share similar struggles. Through her embroidery, Maha aims to preserve her heritage and inspire hope, showing that creativity can flourish even in the darkest times. Latest poll shows 0.3-point gap between left and right blocs, with country's reputation as global champion of human rights said to be at stake. Sweden goes to the polls on Sunday in an extremely close election that could see the far right enter government for the first time if the country's right-wing parties can form a majority. Each piece she creates tells a story, bridging the gap between tradition and modernity, and reminding us of the beauty that can emerge from adversity. Up next, third, from The Guardian World, Sweden's extremely close election could see far-right enter government. Opinion polls show the center-left opposition alliance ahead, with Magdalena Andersson of the Social Democrats the favorite to become prime minister again after 4 years in opposition, but her bloc's lead has narrowed considerably in the final days of the campaign. And then, former Uttarakhand chief minister and Congress leader Harish Rawat has tendered his resignation from the Uttarakhand Pradesh Congress Committee and a permanent invitee member of the Congress Working Committee at the national level on Saturday, September 12, 2026 after the Enforcement Directorate ED recovered cash, jewelry and other valuables from the possession of his PA, Shandan Singh Jina. Go to petition, see other actions, make sure to share, to build support. Tell Congress to act now to establish guardrails for AI. Artificial intelligence has generated enormous excitement, and that's understandable, given its potential to fundamentally transform medicine, science, education, bus, ins, and countless other parts of our lives. Fourth, from The Hindu Top, Harish Rawat resigns from Congress posts after ED recovers cash, gold from his PA, taking it to X after the ED raid, Mr. Next, fifth, from Left Action, sign, tell Congress to act now to establish guardrails for AI. With AI moving at warp speed, Congress needs to catch up quickly and take action. Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle have proposed steps for addressing the risks while allowing AI innovation to continue. Up next, sixth, from The Hindu Top, behind the red carpets, motorcades and ceremonial welcomes for BRICS leaders is a tightly coordinated aviation operation involving around 35 special aircraft, multiple airports, controlled airspace and carefully timed movements to accommodate foreign dignitaries without disrupting Delhi's regular commercial flights. How Delhi is managing 35 special aircraft during BRICS summit. The operation spans the Indira Gandhi International Airport, the Indian Air Force's Palam Technical Area and other airports being used to park visiting aircraft. The CISF, Air Force, aviation authorities, airport operator and other security agencies are coordinating the movements. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.